my name is Carolyn Urena, and this is another Tuesday Tidbit presented by Regroup Advisors. Today, I'm talking about the benefits and pitfalls of awards. So we all want to get the recognition for the hard work, the long hours, and the great ideas behind our startup companies. But there are both pros and cons to spending your most valuable resource, which is your time, on pursuing awards as an organization. The benefits of awards include the credibility for your organization, especially if you're starting out without having sales or customers or big names necessarily behind your company. And this can be particularly crucial for women and minorities, as we know that these are demographics that do struggle with getting more recognition, more funding, more backing of their businesses. But the downsides are that awards can be a distraction. They can take a lot of time, and you can be essentially supporting someone else's brand and business with your time and effort and not necessarily get any funding or any direct benefits in return. So let me dive into this a little bit deeper. So my previous company, where I was the CEO and co-founder of a company called Sisu Global, we were called by many the award-winningest startup of Baltimore. I've received awards like Forbes 30 Under 30, of awards and recognition from Steve Case, of winning different pitch competitions, of recognition in Forbes, USA Today, a presence on CBS 60 Minutes, et cetera. And I often struggled as an entrepreneur finding that balance because, you know, of candidly, of getting awards feels good. It feels good to get that recognition, but it took quite a lot of balance because I had to keep in mind of what was that credibility and value. So when we were starting out, awards were something that did springboard us forward. We had investors that mentioned that they invested specifically because of the background and because of the credibility of having that awards and backing behind our company. And with an organization before we had any sales or that traction as a medical device company in an R&D stage. But when we're building the business, we also had to find that balance because those awards, they take a lot of time and effort. You apply, a lot of places pride themselves on the limited capital or the limited success rate on how they're very exclusive in giving that award. But that can actually be something that should warn you away from proceeding with a specific award or different item, because that time that's spent gathering that item is not spent on bringing in a new investor. It's not spent on establishing a new sales channel or items that actually move your business forward. And I have heard other investors note that when they see too many awards and not enough traction, that it's a red flag and a turnoff towards investing in that company. So only you can find that right balance of in determining, is this award something that you need to establish credibility of, and does it add enough value for that time, or is your time best spent elsewhere? Or can you bring in maybe an intern or someone who can bring those items to fruition without sacrificing the outcomes for your company? And I'll leave you with that piece of thought: is the award building your business, or is it helping marketing and branding to build someone else's business based on the effort and value of your time that could be better spent elsewhere? That is another Tuesday Tidbit presented by Regroup Advisors. I look forward to speaking with you soon.
If you've enjoyed this episode of Business Plain and Simple Tuesday Tidbits by Regroup Advisors and don't want to miss future topics, well, like and follow us wherever you get your podcast. Interested in learning how Regroup Advisors can help your company? Contact us at info@regroupadvisors.com or online at regroupadvisors.com.